The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to Domain Masters, the longest-running podcast where we teach you to be the master of your domain. Master of your domain. We discuss domains from many different perspectives, including the legal rights of owners and trademark holders, domain values, and monetization strategies. We show you how to utilize domains to drive traffic to your business so you can gain favorable search engine rankings. We discuss power tools of the trade with the power players of the industry every week right here on Domain Masters. Please welcome your host, Victor Pitts.
Hello, my name is Victor Pitts. I'm the host of Domain Masters. You're listening to it on webmasterradio.fm. Adam Dicker was selected by Logistic Labs as one of the 20 most influential people in the domain industry. Adam Dicker has built a reputation in the internet community throughout the years by helping people earn more revenue from their domain name investments. Adam is the owner of the largest domain industry discussion forum, which is dnforum.com. Adam purchased his first domain back in 1996 and has since become a prominent player in the domain industry. With the knowledge of domains and the power of a highly successful domaining forum under his belt, Adam also was hired by GoDaddy as the vice president of Domain Name Aftermarket Group. Recently, Adam was again in the news when he was inducted into the Traffic Hall of Fame for his industry contributions at dnforum. DM Forum is one of the most popular domain name forums in the internet, and it welcomes both newbies and domain name experts alike. It currently boasts over 103,000 members with more than 1,750 posts. Perhaps one of the reasons the forums are successful is that the moderators and the admins all take an active part in the discussion. DM Forum was awarded in 2006, 2007, 08, 09, and 2010 by the Name Intelligence Award as the best online community to discuss and buy domains. And DM Forum was also named the best online forum by Domain Name Wire 4 out of the last 5 years. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce to the listeners of Domain Masters, you know, Adam. Adam, how are you doing tonight?
Very good, thank you. And I appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show. So, Adam, the first question I have for you out of the gate is, if you met a person who is unfamiliar with the domain name landscape and they ask you what you did for a living, how would you respond?
I usually, to avoid a lot of confusion and a lot of unnecessary questions, what I usually say is I'm a web designer or I'm into designing websites. And that usually gets me off the hook because they don't really understand what that is either, but at least they can understand that people need websites designed. I don't go into much detail about portfolio ownership or things like that because it either intrigues them and then they keep me in conversation for an hour to 2 hours, or they just shrug their shoulders and think I'm crazy and don't know what I'm talking about.
So I understand that you were one of the first people also in the industry to sell a name for over $1 million. I know some of the other people that were in that leading group. So can you tell us a little bit about that first sell?
I can't really mention the name because it's under a non-disclosure. But I did have a couple names where I was served with a UDRP. And then John Berryhill, who was my lawyer in both of the cases, won the cases. And then later on, the companies came to me about a year to 2 years later to purchase the names.
People these days have a lot of choices on where to get information about domain names or any other thing that really interests them. But back in the day, I mean, the forums were the only game in town for bringing people of a particular interest group together to share information. And certainly DN Forum led the way. And in today, you've got social media, you've got LinkedIn, you've got all kinds of choices, bloggers that are writing about information. So can you tell us a little bit about how you got started with DN Forum and how DN Forum has morphed over the years to still be relevant with all these other options?
Sure. Yeah, it's no secret that I bought the forum from Greg Ricks in about 2001. I called him up on the phone and I said, I want to buy the forum. It actually started before Greg Ricks. I decided I wanted to buy a domain name, and I had called a domainer, Roy Messer, And I said, Roy, I'm interested in buying your domain worm.com. I just figured it was a good name to develop for a website for viruses, and viruses were big at the time, and it would probably bring a lot of traffic in. So I started there, and then Roy said, if you want to get into domain names, you need to visit dnforum.com, read a little bit, learn a little bit before you start investing in domain names. So I went over there. I liked it. I spent about 3-4 days on it, and it was very, very small at the time. It was under 500 members at the time, and it had just gone pay. Greg had just made it go pay, and I liked it. So I phoned Greg, and I said I wanted to buy the forum, and of course he didn't believe me. And it's very famous now that he hung up on me, and he said, goodbye. Stop messing with me, because it really wasn't worth much at the time. And then I called him a second time, and he hung up on me again. He thought I was just yanking his chain. And by the third time, I was smart enough to say, okay, I'll give you – and I stated a dollar figure. I'll give you this much money for it. And then I had his attention. And then it wasn't too long after that that Greg sold me the domain name. And then as it would work out later on, years later, Greg and I became good friends, and we've spent a fair bit of time together. I had the pleasure of going to basketball games in Houston with him and his son on several occasions, and he's a really good guy. So that's how it started out. And then when I originally bought the forum, it was almost taboo to list how to do things. People wanted to keep everything very close to the vest. They wanted to... They didn't want to give away all the trade secrets. They wanted to be able to go into the drops and not have much competition. And I started to open it up, and I started to make it more publicly aware so that people who joined the forum would actually learn some information and take away some information. And there's a lot of other forums that spawned off of DN Forum. I know when I received my award last week at the Traffic Show, which was quite an honor, and I do appreciate it, one of the things that Ron Jackson was the one who handed me and introduced me to give me the award, and he had mentioned that he got his start on DN Forum as well. So when you hear about things like that, it's always nice to know that you helped other people and you had some sort of influence in making their lives a little bit better and help them learn more about an industry that we know and love.
And I do see DN Forum also now is on is LinkedIn. You have a LinkedIn group. It's also on Facebook. So, how has the changes? How have these new mediums, if you will, affected DN Forum in the way that you the way that it operates and information is disseminated?
To be honest with you, it really hasn't affected the day-to-day operations or the memberships. DN Forum has been pretty steady. Believe it or not, we get 80 to 100 people, new people, sign up a day on DN Forum. Now, they're not all paid members, but we get 80 to 100, 120 people sign up a day. So, and that's been consistent over the last 6 years. Anyway, so there's a lot of people that are understanding that there is value in domains. They want to learn about it. They know DN Forum is the place to learn about it. Usually they go, they do a lot of reading, and then after they've read for about 6 to 8 months, then they sign up for a paid membership, and they become a part of our community. And the community that we have is it's 114,000 members. Not all contribute day-to-day, but I feel that we have a really good, knowledgeable group of people, and I think it's just great that you have that group that you can get together with and you have things to talk about.
You're actually cut from a little bit different cloth. As you said, a lot of people want to keep this information about the industry so close to the vest so they can kind of keep outsiders in, you know, keep it to themselves. And here you are sharing information, making information available to other people, kind of expanding the wealth of knowledge. And you've actually taken it to a whole new level, I understand. And actually now some people would consider you perhaps even being an educator. Can you tell us a little bit about this little thing called DNF College?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I'll tell you is for the first year or so, when I started to push information out there on DN Forum, I wasn't very well liked for it because people, like I said, most of the seniors on the forum didn't want all that information getting out. But as I grew up in the industry and as I developed in the industry, I had people that were helping me out along the way and helping educate me. There are about 3 or 4 people that did it for nothing, took me under their wings, and helped educate me, not to the point where I am now, but certainly helped me along the path and helped me from stop me from wasting money on names that I really shouldn't be buying, and things like that. So I decided I'd go a step further, and what I wanted to do was, in life, everyone knows that it's not about what we do, it's about how we influence the lives of others or how we can help somebody else. And so I started dnfcollege.com. I started it for about 200 people, and it grew and it grew and it grew, and it started with 200 or 147 people, and now it's up to over 3,000. So it's grown very quickly, and all it's about is trying to help people, educate them a little bit so that they don't go out to buy domains and spend $10,000, $20,000 or $5,000 or even $100 on domains and waste it. Which is what most people do in their learning curve. They go out and they spend money because they hear the domains are a great business. They hear people selling domains for $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, a million. So they figure they're going to go out and buy the right domain name, and right away they're going to get rich and win the lottery. And it simply doesn't work that way.
So what are some of the things, Adam, that you would that are a part of the course, if you will, at DNF College? What kind of things can people learn there?
Well, first, some of the things that we do is we teach you the right tools and the right books to read or to help educate yourselves before you get started in the industry. And we really encourage that you read a lot before you get started. I mean, you got in any industry, I mean, I wouldn't go try to put together a car engine without taking a course on how to become a mechanic or learn a bit. And to be honest with you, I know nothing about cars as it is right now, so I personally I wouldn't be doing anything with a car engine. But we try to teach people that you have to learn and you have to educate yourself, and that starts out with giving them the right tools. And that includes giving them some sales letters that are custom written that have worked in the past for other people or for me. It's giving them development tips and ideas. It's also starting them at the beginning when people have a portfolio, because a lot of the people that come into this course already have a portfolio, but they don't know how to manage it. And they're managing it either in Notepad or in a spreadsheet. They don't know which names to keep, which names to drop. They don't know how to determine which ones. And the first thing I try to tell them is that you look at your portfolio, you take out your domains that are making revenue and that are profitable, and you keep those. Then you look at some that have development potential, and you keep those, and the ones that you're actually going to develop. But the problem is, we as domainers, we go out and we buy 500 or 1,000 domains, all with great ideas of developing them. But the problem is, for a domain to be successful, you have to actually develop it out as a full business, so it has to have your full attention. So it's impossible to develop out 500 full businesses at one time and think you're going to be successful at all of them.
And what does it take for someone to enroll in DNF College? What is the requirements?
To enroll in DNF College, it's free. We just require that you have an active forum membership, which costs as little as $20. And that's pretty much all it is. And then everything else that you get, I mean, we went through a whole a series of steps, and we went through how to buy the right geo domains, which, for example, people, if you're buying domains to sell, you kind of want to understand that if you're going to buy something like Miami Florist, you have a better chance of selling that to a florist in Miami than if you buy Miami Florist, plural, with the S. So we educate them on which domains to buy, and then we educate them on how to do lead generation, because with parking revenue dropping as much as it has over the last year or two, there's a lot more money to be made in lead generation, and you can still actually own the asset and be making as much as a couple $1,000s per lead that you send off if you find the right vertical. And we do list the verticals. We also, one of the other things that we do is in the geo domains, just sticking with that for a second, we explain to them the benefits of sticking to, like, what's better? Is San Diego real estate better, or is something like Franklin real estate better? And then we explain to them that San Diego is a larger community, so obviously that's a good one. But then there's other communities like Franklin. There's 47 cities in the United States named Franklin. So if I wanted to sell Franklin Limo or Franklin Florist, I have tons and tons of opportunities of different people in different cities that I could go to try to sell something like that. So obviously, any city that has a multiple where the name is used more than once across the United States, you have a higher chance of selling it.
That's a good point. How is the coursework administered?
Basically, I just post tips and tricks, and I've posted spreadsheets in there on how to filter through your lists, and it's all done through the forum, through posts. We even set up a section called WordPress, where what we did was we did a 15-step process with lesson ones to lesson 15 on how to start your own WordPress blog, how to build it out, what plugins to use, what themes to use, and how to get your site up and running with real content and original content. Because that's what the search engines are looking for these days. They're not looking for mini sites anymore. Mini sites had their time about 2 years ago, and that time has passed as well.
We're going to have to break for a commercial. This is
Sure.
actually commercial paid for radio. So we're going to ask that you hold on. So for all of you listeners out there, this is Victor Pitts. You're listening to Domain Masters on webmasterradio.fm. We'll be right back after this message.
Domain Masters will be back after this short break. Stay tuned.
From the creators of We Build Pages, experience the power of the Internet Marketing Ninja. An exclusively trained army of nearly 100 in-house ninjas. Mastered in the arts of social media, local marketing, content creation, SEO reporting, and yes, link building. The Internet Marketing Ninjas will release a new version of their legendary tools to the public. Visit the Internet Marketing Ninjas booth at PubCon 2011 Vegas or visit imninjas.com. The ninjas are coming.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-service solutions is admedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
As you know, being an expert at f***.
What did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with f***?
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their f*** performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh.
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search. Social. Display. One platform.
Warning! Listening to WebmasterRadio.fm daily may cause webmaster insomnia and an increase in your company's profits. WebmasterRadio.fm.
Stay up with us all night long.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
We're back with more Domain Masters, where we teach you to be the master of your domain.
Master of your domain.
Here's Victor Pitts.
Welcome back to Domain Masters. My name is Victor Pitts. I'm the host. You're listening to it on webmasterradio.fm. Now, you mentioned at the beginning, if you were to describe yourself to someone that was unfamiliar with the industry, you would call yourself a developer. So safe to assume that you're still investing in domain names actively and building them out yourself?
Yeah, it's safe to say. I mean, especially when I find a good vertical. I registered 600 names about 2 days ago in a specific vertical that I'm going after to do lead generation in. And I have a development team. The website is dcg.com for Digital Consulting Group. And we have 45 developers, designers, and 5 original content writers. And all they do is write content and write articles. And the sites that we're doing are getting indexed. And most of them are on the first 2 or 3 pages of Google for all the keywords that I'm looking for.
Wow, that's impressive. So do you have some advice that you'd like to share to our listeners on this episode? Give them a little bit of something unique and that they can get out of the episode from Adam Dicker?
Sure. I mean, a couple things I'd be more than happy to share is one is sometimes you can reverse engineer domain names, meaning go out and find a good product and then go find the domain name. So I went out and I found an ebook that I wanted to sell on bladder infections and kidney infections. And then I went to the owners of bladderinfections.ca and kidneyinfections.ca, and I bought the domains, and I pointed them there to the ebook, and I sell about 5 to 6 of those a day just from that. So finding a good product and then finding matching it up with the right domain is still the best way to go. And then the other advice that I'll give you, which is somewhat contradictory to me running DN Forum, is that don't try to sell domains to domainers, because domainers are always looking for deals. Mm-hmm. And the bulk of your revenue, if you're going to make money, and I tell people this, whether you start with $700 and you buy 100 domains, or whether you start with $7,000 and you buy 1,000 domains, if you start with $700 and you go out and you buy 100 domains and you sell them and you price them right, a lot of times domainers are pricing domains a little bit too high or too low. But if you price them right, you can sell one domain for $3,000, get back your $700, have a 200% profit, and still have the extra 99 names to hold over the year, and probably sell one or two of those if you're aggressively marketing them properly.
Good advice. Adam, the global financial markets right now are skittish, you know, to say the least, and there's a lot of uncertainty about the immediate future. We read about, when we pick up the paper or turn on the news, we hear about debt concern, and it's reached beyond, you know, corporate levels, and it's affecting entire countries. So with that kind of, you know, backdrop, how would you rate domain investing right now compared to other general categories of investing in this economic landscape?
I always go back to the same example, and the example is that my dad's generation was about 10, and he was in his 80s, 70s to 80s, was about 10% computer literate. My generation, which is in the 40s to 50s, is about 40 to 50% computer literate, and my kids' generation, which are their range between 10, 12, 14, 16, are going to be 100% literate. I mean, they all have computers in their rooms, they're all on it, they're all working. I got them started out letting them play some games like I Spy and stuff like that. Then I got them interested in it, and now they're going to spend their whole lives on computers. So as far as the internet growth goes, I see huge potential. I see huge growth opportunities. And despite what everybody says, it's still a good market. Right now it's a bit of a buyer's market, because a lot of people, especially around this time of year, between now and Christmas and after and January, usually people are trying to sell names to raise money for Christmas presents or trips or travel or things like that. So it's a buyer's market right now, but the industry itself, it looks very promising. And I still think that there is a whole ton of .com names out there that are available, that are good, and that are definitely worthwhile your investment. If you go to a bank today, you're going to get on a GIC, you're going to get, if you're lucky, 1.5% to 2%. And you will sell domains at a far higher rate than that pretty much every day.
What is your opinion of, you know, most domainers? Let me just preface this with saying that, you know, most domainers say .com, .com, .com. And but yet we do see that, you know, CCTLD sales continue to rise. There's new TLDs that are coming onto the market. Yeah, I'm still here. So what is your opinion as far as investing in TLDs other than .com?
I'll be honest, I'm not a firm believer in many other TLDs. I believe in CCTLDs. I believe that people should invest in their local market. And I have been investing heavily in – I'm from Canada, so I've been investing heavily in the .ca market. Mm-hmm. And I think it's still 2 to 5 years away, but I'm willing to wait. What I can get a good generic for – I mean, I went out recently and I bought gardeners.ca. I bought gout.ca, panicattacks.ca. I mean, if you go out and you get good generics, the one I just bought recently was webdesigners.ca. And to me, web designers is always going to be an industry that's going to grow, so that was an easy call. But all these generics are available between anywhere between 2 and 5 or 6K. So it's a good time to invest in your local CCTLDs, providing that your own country believes in it, which unfortunately .us never took off because the United States really never backed it.
Right. Well, that's very true. What else can you tell us about Adam Dicker? Anything else that's going on in your life, both whether it be personal or professional, that you'd like to share with the public at large?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to. One of the things I want to share is that I got a phone call about 8 months ago from a guy who wanted to buy Newfoundland.com from me. And my response back to him was, he offered me a ridiculous lowball offer. And I responded back, but he was sending it from a large corporation, an American corporation. He was vice president of a large real estate company. So I took it a little bit more seriously than I would your typical Hotmail or Gmail address. And him and I, we've communicated over the last 6 to 8 months. We've bonded very well. And just from that one email that he sent me on that lowball offer, we've done probably close to $100,000 in business from him sending me customers and real estate customers to get websites developed or other leads for other things. And him and I are invested in quite a few other lead generation businesses. So just because a guy gives you a lowball offer doesn't necessarily mean that it won't amount to anything, because this is one case where if I didn't take him seriously or I just ignored the email, I wouldn't have found myself in a good position like I am today with him. And I do appreciate every phone call and every email that you get. You have to treat it the same, because you never know when you're going to get that lucky break. And this one call on Newfoundland.com was one of those, and it did open a lot of doors to a lot of different things.
That's a very good point. And I hear all the time about domainers that receive offers that are ridiculously low, and they they get quite upset about it. So it's a good point. How can listeners learn more about Adam Dicker as well as DN Forum and also the DNF College?
I am free to contact. I publish my contact information everywhere. I make myself available to anybody, whether I know you or whether I don't know you. You can email me at adam@dcg.com anytime. You can feel free to even call my cell, 416-884-0535, and I'm more than happy to help anybody that is interested in learning about the domain industry and furthering their business. The more people that we can help educate, the better our industry is, the more people that will be buying the right domains, the more people that will be selling the right domains, and the more buyers that we'll bring to the market and the more awareness that we'll bring to the market. So I make myself available to anybody, and I'm more than happy to entertain any questions or concerns. Another thing that I've been doing quickly just before we cut it off that I found very interesting in real estate, and this is the real estate guy that taught me this, there's something called net listing. So if I wanted to sell my house for $500,000, I would say, Victor, here's my listing. Sell my house. I want $500,000. And then if you went out and you sold it for anything above $500,000, you would be able to keep the difference. So if you sold it for $750,000, you'd keep $250,000, I'd get my $500,000, and everybody would be happy. So one of the things that I put down in the domain DNF College was, let me sell your domains for you. And that's partially because I say that a lot of people can go out and buy domains, but 5 or 10% of domaining is buying domains. 90% is knowing how to find the right buyers or how to negotiate or how to sell the domain. So what I've done in that case is, if a guy gave me a domain, and I'm amazed at how realistic some of these guys are with their pricing, they give me a domain that they want to sell. They tell me they want $1,000 for it, and they forward me the lead of the guy that inquired about the domain. I respond, and usually I sell the domain for a lot more, so I end up selling. The last one I sold was for $3,000. And then what I've done is I've arranged so that I'm taking 25% above what you wanted for the domain name. Mm-hmm. So in this case, the guy got he got $2,500 for the domain name, and I got $500 for the domain name. But if he didn't get me involved in the sale, he would have just taken the $1,000 and he would have been happy. So he was extra happy to get the extra $1,500. Absolutely. And I find that I'm getting 7 to 8 inquiries a day about people wanting me to take over the negotiations of their sales. And I'm amazed that I'm not getting unrealistic offers. Like, people are saying, people aren't sending me, I want $10,000 for crap names. They're saying, I want $400, I want $500, I want $2,000, or I want $5,000. But they're real good names, and they're names that are sellable, and they've got qualified leads. All they need me to do is to increase the price so that they can get a better price for the name, because they just simply don't know how to do sales. And one of the things that we recommend in DNF College is that you learn sales, because it's not, and I say this 1,000 times, the price is not set by me on my domains. It's not set by you. It's not set by anybody. The price is determined by what the buyer is willing to pay for the domain name. And that's the only thing. And sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes you get a buyer that's willing to spend $50,000 or $60,000 on a name that you think is worth a reg fee. And mm-hmm. it happens. It happens all the time. So knowing what to sell at, and knowing how to do your research on the buyer, and knowing how to track down what that Gmail or Hotmail address is really coming from, you with LinkedIn and like you said, with Facebook and with Twitter, you can do a lot of research on a person just on based on the email, and you can find out why they really want that domain name, and it will help you get more money for the price. Knowledge is power, and having that extra knowledge and why they want the domain name, and if it's really important to their business to get that specific domain name, will bring you in more revenue every time.
Adam, you're a gentleman, you're a good guy, and you're definitely a resource for the industry, and much appreciated. And I want to thank you for being on this episode of Domain Masters.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, folks, we've come to the close of another edition of Domain Masters, the radio show where you learn to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Victor Pitts, and you're listening to Domain Masters on webmasterradio.fm. All of our shows are archived at webmasterradio.fm, as well as podcasts of such popular locations as iTunes, Google, and Yahoo. Come back next week to webmasterradio.fm for another informative Domain Masters episode. Till then, best wishes, and I hope that you're each the master of your domain. Good night, folks.